is Sister Chat Time
on the Your Daily Pass podcast.
You are back with your co-hosts, Courtney Passfield and Fiona Daly.
I hope you're ready for this because you just never know where the conversation might go.
Enjoy!
Fiona, it is Sister Chat Time.
Sister Chat Time.
And this is our last Sister Chat for 2022.
I seen you thinking then.
I did. I just nearly said 2023 and then I thought, oh, that sounds like a better way.
I was thinking 2023 in my head too.
Good Lord.
So we're still going to have our guest episodes popping up because, well, legit, because they're so good.
Yeah. And, I mean, what are you trying really to say? Sister Chats are dodgy. No, we're just really ahead.
There's just a bit on.
Yeah.
So we all can't just do the Sister Chats because we've just got the things happening. This is our official last recording day.
Yes. Well, I mean, I have another recording day because
you've got some solo.
Yeah, you're MIA.
Yeah.
And then other than that,
and then we are transitioning our children.
Yes. So that's what we wanted to talk about today. So, I have two small people going to school next year.
To prep.
Yes, which is very exciting. I got the this is what you need piece of paper.
Oh, yeah.
So that was daunting. I have no idea what it meant.
I think the hard thing is for you because you're just like, everybody else is like, yeah, cool. But you're like, I've got to get two.
Yeah, of everything.
I've got to get two and make sure it's like, yeah, like not poxy.
I got no idea what's going on and I've got two people to try and filter my way through.
You just go to the news agents and say, I'll take two of that pack.
Well, yeah, I did talk. Luckily, we know some people in the news agency gig. And so, yeah, I just was like, what do I do here? And they got sorting me out. Thank God.
It's good to have that guidance and also just from other mums to be like, yeah. What do I actually need? Because sometimes you get like a bazillion things.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, like for my kids, I had to have headphones.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think you don't have to have particular ones. And they're a thing that someone can get them for Christmas too.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah. Oh. Unless you've got to have like all the same. But one would assume that they're not going to get that anyway.
No, not
because people have different,
ideas of the whole situation. Honestly, it was just one of those things they did an orientation last week or the week before, I don't know.
One of them days. Yeah.
They just blend realistically. And it was one of those things that you're right, talking to other mums is so handy. You know, there was two other mums there and I was like, so drop off, so pick up, so this, so homework, so like, what do I do here and what role's there? You know, there were so many things that I was like, shit.
Well, and you're also like, is this a dumb question? Do I ask this? Do I just be like, I'm going to put my hand up and say, I don't know.
Yeah, I've got no idea.
Yeah. We started a group that had all the prep mums in it. Oh. So that's a really good idea. Hot tip for you there. Get all the prep mums in one group because there's going to be mums who have already done prep or even just for like when notes come home.
Yes.
Because guarantee you're going to miss some of them.
Yeah.
And there'll be somebody will post it in there and be like, hey, this is coming up.
Yes.
Or like if it's slushy day, which I forgot yesterday, just remember now. But, you know, like somebody would generally post and be like, hey, don't forget today is library or whatever. And it's just all those little prompts that help because there's just a lot going on.
Yeah. Like hot tip. I thought in my head, and this is how rookie I am, I thought in my head going forward, you know, it was like, cool, the kid's going to be at school. Like, maybe I'll have more time.
No. So your world is about to condense into school hours.
Yes, all about that. And, you know, like, and then obviously because that's when they start doing school sports and all of the rest of it as well. But, you know, it was like, okay, they need to be dropped off by, I think they start at 8:35, so it's like got to be there beforehand and then pick up at 3.
And are you allowed to walk them in? What are you allowed to do?
Yeah, so what we do to start with, we drop off to their room. You know, I'm really lucky I read the stuff for this morning since you're asking me this right now.
It's fresh.
I was thinking,
wow, you listened to it. Yep.
That would have been embarrassing because, yeah, I only just got the chance this morning to read it. But, yeah, so we drop off and it's like anywhere from 8:15 onwards sort of thing. And so, you know, in my head I'm trying to like work out how I make this work as in like, well, as a working mum too, it's like, okay, because now I've got two places, right, to do the drop-off thing. Like it's not just the one. And so I'm like, okay, cool. Well, I'll have to make sure I'm there at this place at this time.
Yeah.
And then they're at this place by that time. So just kind of make sure, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
that sort of thing. So I think that's what I've probably found the hardest.
Yes.
Like is trying to work all those out in my line of work, you know, like in my yeah. life and how this works and where we go from what and, you yeah. know, just all those it's things. All
the winging things.
Yeah, and I get that we're going to definitely be winging it a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. But it's exciting and I can't wait to see them in their little school uniforms and I can't wait yes. to see that excitement. You know, even now I got their bags. So I got their bags and their hats and their – I don't know. It's a folder of some sort. I think it's a homework folder. Yeah. It is.
Yes.
I didn't know the difference between a homework folder and a library folder. And I was like, fuck me, what's the difference? Where are we going with this? Like, I have no idea.
Stick their name on and just put all the things
in. Exactly. I was like, just hope it's the best thing. And so, you know, like I got all that sort of stuff and they were like really excited for it. And their little bags being too big for them.
Are they, how are you going to go? Because it'll be like after Christmas, but they got to wait a while after Christmas.
Yeah, I know. And that's the thing, hey, like.
Countdown after Christmas just to buy your time.
Yeah.
How many sleeps? Just because otherwise people are like, no, you said after Christmas it's Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Get on down there.
That's true.
Yes.
That is very true.
Because they don't have any idea of time because it's just all days.
Exactly, yeah.
But if you say after Christmas, that's literally
after Christmas.
After Christmas, yeah. yeah.
And Lane's definitely the kid to take it that way too. Like, yeah, he's, yeah. Like,
he's probably like, as soon as you open the presents, let's get in there.
Let's do it. We're going to school. So, I mean, I think it's one of those things, like we're drawing to the end of the year, which yes. has this excitement about it, but you're also like just limping through because you just yeah. feel like you've been through a run of a year. You know what I mean? Like you feel yeah. like you're limping through.
I think you've done the right thing, like organising wise, because I'm a couple of years in now. I always organise new uniforms, all the things in like October. Oh. So that's off my plate. Like I don't need to worry about any of that now. My kids didn't need any new uniforms or anything. Yeah. But that's what I did last year before Len even went to school.
Yeah.
I ordered it all then and yeah. it got delivered to Braith's classroom.
Yeah.
So that... And it's just like, it's away well, now.
And do you know what the other thing was? Is like, I just also didn't know. Like, Christmas is always an expensive time, right? Yeah. And I'm definitely the person that, like, likes just to pay shit fully done all in one, like, yeah. sorted I'm sort done, of thing.
Walk away. Yep.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't want to have to forget. Because I hate owing people money, so I don't want to have to forget about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's, I think, this end of the year, I've been, like, in this panic mode of when, like, cool, like get the uniforms and pay that off and get this and pay that off and have everything paid up. You know, even like the – I know I was all cocky about how I'd done all my Christmas shopping, but in my head I'm like, no, just get it and pay it off. And I think yeah. because I want to kind of go into December and I don't want to say cruise into December, like it's not going to be hella hectic, but like there's already so many different things where you're going out a little bit more and you're being social and you're doing yeah. this and doing that that well, I was kind of like
– just have those things ticked off. They're done.
Exactly.
You don't have to revisit it.
Exactly.
The uniforms and the bags, they're all in the room.
Yeah.
When you come back from Christmas, you give them a fresh wash and you're yes. good to roll.
And you're good.
Put your labels on, dude.
Yeah. Oh, labels.
You got to get labels, bro.
So, like, labels for, like, school and everything. Like, school.
Everything that goes to school, including their shoes, have to have labels in them.
Where the fuck do you put the labels for the
there's
shoes?
There's legit these. There's like shoe labels. They're like circles, like the back of that pop thing on the back of your phone. It's a circle, and you put that there, and then it has like a clear one that goes over the top.
So I have to do their shoes.
Yeah, the shoes.
So is there a particular like brand that you use for clothes? I see where you can get like stamps on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah, I've seen that stamp thing. I think the stamp thing would be pretty wicked.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind giving that a burn. I think I've got them from Hippo Blue before. There's a few. When I see, I think Bright Star Kids, actually, that's the one that I like.
Yeah, right.
The Hippo Blue ones didn't last, but the Bright yeah. Star Kids, I'm still rolling some of those labels from when Braith was in like daycare.
Oh.
I don't know how old those things are, but they're at least 4 years, 5 years old.
Yeah, right. And that's like, doing well.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like you just buy the big packs and they generally come on sale on like Boxing Day.
Mm.
So you buy it then and then it just shows up and you just
do you know what? Like I did the name things for like daycare stuff now, right? The water bottles and lunch boxes. And I've always gotten like the oh, can I do this? Because I've got 2 in 1 class. Fuck. Like I've always put their names on it. But then I've seen where people do like, you know, like Passfield family yes. and that. And I'm like, that looks like a great idea. Can I do that with 2 kids in 1 class?
I don't know. I've thought about that too, but then I always second guess it and be like, no, because I need Elena to be responsible for her stuff because it says Elena Davis. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because
you lose your shit, it's your own fault.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hers is pink and it says Elena Daly, so she can't blame that on Braith.
Mm.
You know, like it's teaching that responsibility because they'll both just be like, well, me.
Mm.
It's like, well, somebody that's a Passfield has left their water bottle.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that's the only reason I haven't done it. There's been plenty of times when it's like there's so many, you know, containers and stuff. Like Elena will get, if she uses a container that Braith has used before, she'll get her sticker and put it at the top. And I'm like, can you just put it aside?
So you know what the other thing is as a mum that I'm sure we can all together come to the agreement that is fucking annoying? What about kids' water bottles?
Oh, you magic up one of those things that don't spill and don't break when you drop them.
Yeah.
And I'll pay you $1 million.
And that aren't ridiculously heavy too. Like, because I got this steel ones. So I was like, beauty. They're so heavy.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh.
Well, and then the other thing is I was like, those Yeti ones look like they look so good, but also they're not enough of water in them.
Yeah, they're only little, hey?
Yeah, exactly. And you like, now my kids are old enough to go and refill. They will.
Yeah, but do kids have allowed their water bottles in the classroom, or is that?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like a thing. Yeah. It's not like a lunch.
Surely it's too freaking hot to not have it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how these rules work, man.
Oh, just ask that.
Yeah.
But I assume so.
Yeah.
Yeah. They generally have like an area that they put all the water bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fair enough. I'm excited to see how the kids go. Like Kels, even this morning. She was colouring in and I was like, you are just so, you know, and Jake made the comment. He's like, she is so ready for school. Hey, I was like, bloody oh, she is. She is so ready for it. I'm excited to see where it takes Lane in the nicest way possible because he loves a good argument. I'm not going to lie. And so the fact that he might.
Yeah, he's going to have 20-odd little people who have their own thoughts and he's like, listen, this is how it happens.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like he can back chat her and I hope he gets a little bit of trouble for it. Because
he probably won't. He doesn't. Oh, actually, no, I'll take that back. I was going to say he doesn't backchat me too much, but he's used. But, you know, like he just a lot of times, it takes a little while for him to warm up.
Yeah.
So give him a week, too, before he's like,
exactly.
You said. No, we were having smoko after this.
Yeah.
We're not we've like, literally just put our pens down.
Yes. It's.
Also, good yarn to keep in, up your sleeve for your kids. Mm-hmm. If they pick up your pens to write. Bam, got a pen license. I always tell my kids, yeah, I've got a pen license. Get out of my pens. Because they hijack my pens.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You so don't I tell know. Them that I've got a pen license. I didn't get one of them. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. I got one of them in like grade 6, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say higher ages, hey, is when you've got a pen license. Oh, my God. Bringing back the feels.
Mm.
Well, what a time to be
what
alive.
What about Christmas?
Christmas?
Yes.
I'm excited for it. It should
Me
be good.
Too. I'm like super excited.
For I just can't wait for that. Like, you know, like before you go back to work, but you finish work, but you don't know what day it is, and you still got Christmas food in the fridge, and you're kind of over it, but then you're still like making shit out of that, like to make life work, and because you don't want to waste
you're like,
it.
Let's have leftover pie.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Let's put some cheese on this.
Yeah, exactly. How can we make this different every day? Like, I can't wait for that week. Well, you just don't know what the day of the week it is, but like you're a little confused.
Yes.
You know, like, I just can't wait for that.
I do like that no man's net land. Mm. And you're not expected to go anywhere, do anything, know what day it is, or be at work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does Jake's phone stop there? Unless it's rain and everyone talks about rain?
His phone never stops, so.
Oh, sucks to be him.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's just exciting, right?
Yeah.
Like, to have that. Time. And I don't know, of all years, I'm just really looking forward to that time.
Well, yeah, because your kids are about pretty much once they go to school, welcome to the club, they're gone. Like all of your freedom that you thought you had, you don't got that no more.
I didn't think I had any now. I've got three little people that just take up everything.
Yeah, but there's none of that just like, oh, you know, today I'm going to pick them up late because I just need to do this first. No. No, you don't get that.
Yeah, that's a bit rude.
Yeah.
That is rude, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you're going from.
But like I feel like. And this is from a person who's never really just had two kids, right? Because there's not a lot of time between them.
There's like three on the other side. What is Eli going to be like?
I don't know how he'll go. Oh, I mean, he'll be fine. The big cool. He'll be good. How about the other day?
But he will be salty with you.
Then. Yeah, look, he gets a little pissy that he's not gone to high school. And see, gone to school. And see, this is the thing. Because we're like two against one and everything, right? Like the other day, Lane was being naughty and not eating his breakfast. And I was like, you know what? You keep going like this, Eli's going to take your place to school. And Eli was like, I'll go to school, mummy. I was like, see, he's already ready for it. He is ready for it. And then Lane's like, I'm going to make school. I was like, well, eat your breakfast.
Wow.
Eat your breakfast.
Savage.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've got two doing something. You know what I mean? Like, it's like when they make something at school, I'm like, can you just make a third one and bring it home to Eli so I don't have to deal with the shit show on the other side? Like, they're not used to every, like, what happens for one happens for all.
Yes.
And I think that's because the way I've always treated him. And I'm like, oh, I've got to really separate that. But then also at the same time.
Try and involve him. Because he's always done what they've done.
He didn't really get an option.
No.
Sucks
to be you. You're working out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited for the whole school thing. Like, it's another step in our lives too, which I'm excited for. And I think the kids will have their great days and have their shit days and all the ones in between. But I'm excited for it. And I'm excited for Christmas and we're coming into that. And then, I mean, I'm also excited, Fiona, because we already have up until the 7th of February already locked and loaded with the podcast. So the fact that we...
By the time when we come back recording, they'll still be recordings coming out. The day we start back, that's the last one we've got locked in.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah. It's so exciting. That's crazy to think that the podcast, you know, we've done another year of it. So how many years? What have we done?
Two and a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Because we started in like the October or November?
The October of like 2020. No, we didn't. We started in like the August, but we didn't launch till October.
Yeah, remember that was the difference.
We were clever.
Mm. Yeah. So 2023, what do you want it to look like for you, Fiona?
Mate, I'm just trying to wing through 2022. So don't go throwing out questions like that. I don't know. I think 2023 is my year of change.
Mm.
I don't know how it's going to change, but it's going to change.
It's going to change.
It'll just be different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see it a little bit more enlightened. What do you feel about 2022?
Ooh. I've blinked and I missed it.
Feel ya.
Don't know. 2022 has just been like a crazy busy year.
Yeah, but they all have, right? And we always talk about how we hate saying crazy busy because like...
Yeah, but when I look back, I'm like, whew, well, it felt like it was September last week. Eh?
Yeah, legit.
October and November, I think I'm pretty much, I blink and they're over.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no. I think it's just been it's been a year of experiences for us because everyone's kind of like got that next bit into like what's happening with school and what's happening. Like we've been more involved in school and sports and everything that goes on in the kids' lives.
Yes,
which has been really nice. I've enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. What about you?
2022.
Mm.
Look, I've been reflecting actually a little bit about this in the last little while about what 2022 looked like for us. And look, it has been one of the hardest years we've ever had, if not the hardest, emotionally, you know, through our grief and things like that. So I think at the end of the day, all I could say is I'm proud of the way that I've given myself grace because, you know, emotionally we still are in a place where it is really hard and I don't ever expect to get out of that. I think, you know, you see those different things about how you grow around grief and that's what it looks like. So I think that is kind of the best thing to say. And I think it's one of those things that 2022 has been, like you, another massive year where you just kind of blink and you miss it. But at the same time, for us, our world has had to stand still a few times and that's been really difficult. But I think to try and take a positive out of something that's been pretty hard is just to go, you know what, I'm going to give myself the love and the grace that the very minute things that I achieved or the things that I, even if I would have loved to achieve bigger things, I'm going to give myself grace for what I have achieved and be really freaking proud of that because what we've had to deal with emotionally is completely you know, it's not the normal, right? So
that's it.
I think, 2023, I'd like maybe a little bit more adventure.
is that going to be a word? I was going to say, we've got to pick a word.
I think adventure. I think. Adventure. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Like, well, I think.
I need to think about what word.
I feel like grace never leaves me.
Yeah.
But sometimes. Adventure, I'd just like to see. And I suppose adventure just makes, I don't know, it gives time for silliness and fun and, you know what I mean? Like, that's yeah, what I mean it's when not I so say.
Serious.
Yeah, exactly. So making time for an adventure.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Mm.
We would love to hear your word.
Mm.
If you have a word, write it into us because we'd totally here for it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, thank you so much for listening.
Yes, to another year of us.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Also, next year we're going to need a new studio area, so we mm-hmm. might need to move to my house.
Yes.
One's getting a bit, gone up a bit on here.
No, I won't.
Be fine, be, yeah. They're noisy, those people.
Yeah, I would think we'd be surprised. But it'd be exciting. We're looking forward to 2023.
There is change coming.
There is change coming. Also, where would you like to see the podcast go for 2023? Oh, yeah. That's always a good one.
Send us some planning.
Yeah, exactly. Just organise us, please. Thanks. That would be amazing.
Be wicked.
Definitely.
Beautiful. Right. Have a wonderful Christmas, New yes. Year's, holidays.
Big love to you all. Big love to all the mamas that are sending kids off to school.
Yes.
If there's going to be snot, I'm right there with you.
Also, you're Tears. Allowed to drink wine on Wednesdays when you've got school holidays and kids are home a lot.
So. Oh. Wine Wednesdays or is it every day?
Well, just because you've made it halfway through.
Yeah. Okay? I like how serious you are about this. Oh, guys. I like
that you're laughing, but.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Wait and see. Wait and see. I don't think I've ever spent this much time with my kids over that much holidays.
It's about to go down.
Look at us go. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Big love to you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.